The scripture is Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42.
또 누구든지 제자의 이름으로 이 소자 중 하나에게 냉수 한 그릇이라도 주는 자는 내가 진실로 너희에게 이르노니 그 사람이 결단코 상을 잃지 아니하리라 하시니라. 아멘.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 9,000 branch churches around the world, and the members who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. This is 2010 Manmin and Levite Volunteers Devotional Service. Just as the presider said, it's the 28th year of the start of the church. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has blessed us to have this devotional service. You volunteers group members are the ones who always work for the church, the pastors, and church members. You serve the church in various areas, including traffic control for Sunday and Friday services, dining hall voluntary service, the church canteen, cleaning the sanctuaries, and the funerals and other family matters of the church members, and through other church events. I believe all the church members are always grateful for the services of the volunteers. But there are also those who are working hard behind the scenes where the church members cannot see them. Even though nobody sees them or recognizes them, they serve the church, the shepherd, and the members with their burning love for the Father God. I give thanks to God the Father who has organized such a group to dedicate themselves for the kingdom of God. I also give thanks to you who have expended great effort preparing for these services as you work for the kingdom of God day and night. But dear devotees, you consider the church of God very precious with your thanks for God's grace, and so you give your health and talents in dedication. You keep your position for 52 weeks a year, even in the hot weather or in storms or freezing weather. God the Father is always watching you every moment. You leave home earlier than others who are enjoying the late sleep on holiday. You also leave the church later and clean the sanctuaries after the services. All the sweat, each word spoken, and each smile given with kindness. Father God is counting all the things you do. And He will repay you with rewards according to what He has counted. These rewards are like the gifts of God given to you as evidence that He is pleased with you. It has the meaning that He is praising you, saying, "You have done the duty I've given you well." I hope that you will hope for the rewards of God and please Him even more through this devotional service. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, the grace and blessing of God may be overflowing in you, both on this earth and in heaven. Dear devotees, God is counting all the works that you do, and He will give you rewards exactly according to what you've done. But, as you may know very well, When you do something for God, it is the aroma of your heart that God accepts. It doesn't count how many hours you pray for, how much offerings you give, or how much work you do in terms of numbers in a physical or material sense. Even though, I mean, Father God also watches whether how much you give to God in love for God, or when you pray, whether you pray from the depths of your heart in love for God and in love for the souls, with all your strength and mind and soul, and whether you have prepared and give it to God the Father. Father God accepts such aroma. Even though you may work for the same hours, the amount of aroma that God accepts will be completely different according to whether or not you do it with faith and love. The rewards will be different according to that amount of aroma. Of course, you are praying in an effort to cast away evil from your heart in obedience to the word of God within your measure of faith. To make your works paid back as greater rewards, let me talk about three aspects. To make your work paid back in full, first of all, you always have to remember the grace that God has given you. You cannot volunteer without receiving the grace of God. You have to remember again and again at each moment how great the grace given to you is and how great the love of God for you is. Some of the volunteers group members have very special testimonies. Some had no other way but death due to diseases, but they were healed in this church. The pastors of the two volunteers group, actually, they are those who survived in this church. Without it, they might be in hell or in paradise at best. But they came to this church and they survived and became pastors to lead the souls to New Jerusalem, right? Others came to this church in despair after they went bankrupt and their families were shattered. But a way of blessing was opened by God's grace. Still others became violent whenever they got drunk, and their neighbors were sick and tired of them. But when they came to this church and met God, their lives completely changed. For his, nowadays, his wife has become a great worker of this church. Now, there is a man who was like this before. He was very famous in a notorious way. When he appeared, neighbors hid themselves away. He was such a famous man in his town. But after he accepted God and in this church, he lived by the word of God. Now he is giving tithe as much as $5,000 a month. How great our Father God is. Father God refines people and bless them. How great this church is. They used to drink and smoke, just like he was. But after he came to the church, he quit smoking and drinking, and he lived like a normal man. And Father God has blessed him. Now, he gave birth to son and, well, his son. His son is a senior in his high school. Even though, you know, I see him quite often, I don't remember correctly. So their life was changed like this. And your life should change too. I mean, if your life were not changed, then you would not receive blessing at all. To the extent you change, you will receive blessing. To the extent your soul and spirit prosper, you will be healthy. After each of you met God in this way, you live a completely different life than before. You come to have prosperity and blessings in your lives. Many of you volunteer to join the group with the determination to pay back the grace that you had received from God. And now, I hope that you will remember the grace of God once again. If you remember the grace that you received, and if you are full of the Spirit, you will be overflowing with thanks just by the fact that you can come to this church. Furthermore, you can work for the Heavenly Father, and you will be even more thankful. You often sweat too much, and yet you don't feel tired. Even when you stand in a snowstorm, your fervor for God is greater than the cold you feel. In winter, you come to this church early in the morning. Even in hot summer day, you come to church early in the morning and you leave church late at night. God is pleased with your voluntary works. Only when the aroma of thanks for God's grace is contained in your works. Some people, however, begin the voluntary works with burning passion, but their mind changes as time passes by. They forget the grace they received, and their fervor also cools down. Before, they didn't feel tired at all, but now they do. If some things that they cannot understand take place, or if others do not recognize them for their hard work, they also get disappointed. Not only volunteers, members, but all the leaders of the missions. So some of them just quit the duty of the voluntary works that they had been doing for years. Or they don't actually quit, but they have resentment in their heart. They also have conflict with others when things do not go as they want. God is not pleased with this kind of change in attitude. Of course, this changing of mind, well, a family came to me to repent, and they repented of not keeping their mind, not keeping their vow. One of the family members got cancer, and the peace was broken in the family. So whole family came to me to repent. The changing of mind and not keeping a vow to God. From the moment you break it, Father God starts to ignore you. Now, you made the promise before God. You made the vow before God. Father God didn't force you to make a vow, but it is you who made the vow. So Father God was pleased to accept it. But now you change your mind. Then Father God cannot but ignore you. Because you changed your mind and you turned your back to God. And you break the vow. You make God very sorry. That's why the Bible says you should keep the vow that you make before God. Even if the promise that you made to yourself. Now, you should absolutely keep the promise that you make with God the Father. But from time to time, some people break such a vow and promise, and they for sure undergo trials. I have seen them many, many times for many, many years, and I watch them closely. They undergo trials over and over again. So God is not pleased with this kind of change in attitude. Of course, if you have a greater duty and cannot afford the time to do the voluntary works anymore, it's not actually a change in your attitude. But I hope, you are given a greater duty and you cannot afford to do both duties anymore, then Father God will not say you changed your mind, because you have to do your job which is greater than before. You have to quit either one of them, right? I hope that you will always remember the grace that you received and offer up to God the aroma of thanks all the time. Dear devotees, to make your voluntary works paid back in full, secondly, your work has to be a deed that can please God. The kind of deeds with which God is pleased is the deed that contains the aroma of heart. As I briefly talked about it's in the first point, if you always remember the grace you received, you will always have thick aroma of thanks in your heart. For example, Father God always accepts the aroma of your heart. As I told you before, even when you give offerings, in my case, I always prepare a new bill, new notes, as offerings to God. And I don't touch it. Once I decide to give that new note to God the Father as offerings, and I do it with joy and happiness in my heart. Even when I was a novice believer, I gave to God with joy. I never thought, I have a debt to pay. I've never thought like that. For the last 37 years, I have given to God the Father with joy, without skipping, every service. And the blessing for such offerings will come and you will see. Whenever you give to something to God, Father God accepts the aroma of it. You give a sheep, or you give a lamb, or you give a cow to God the Father. Will He eat it? Will He smell the smoke? No, He accepts the aroma of the offering giver. The love, dedication, sincere heart. For example, when you clean the sanctuary, you wouldn't just sweep and mop as usual because it is given to you. You will sweep and mop, caring for and cherishing the precious sanctuary of your dear God the Father. In the morning, a new worship team member came to me, and he got injured in his arm. So he came to me and he tried to repent before me. But when he came to me first time, Father God felt sorry for him. Now, he is giving praise to give glory to God, but he didn't do it with sincere heart, and Father God knew it, and Father God felt sorry for him. He was supposed to practice it with all his heart. But he didn't do it. So Father God was not pleased. I mean, he was rather rude to Father God. So Father God told it to me, and I conveyed the word to him. And then he thought about it, and he realized that he was rude before God. So he came to me and repented before me. Even though you are practicing, it is not a play. Even though you practice, it still goes to Father God. Father God. Hallelujah, praise and mission, and all other arts performance teams. Your steps, your singing, your dance. Well, I came to this altar quite earlier than before, just to see the steps of Hallelujah, praise and mission. So I didn't meet any visitors this afternoon. Today you were giving praise to God the Father so fervently. It's normal, isn't it? I mean, you were better today? Okay. A choir members? Okay. Hallelujah Praising Mission are doing a better job than before. They are more enthusiastic. They are more full of the Holy Spirit with smile on their faces. And their every step and move that they make are full of passion. So the congregation is pleased with that. And the dress that they wear are beautiful too. So they present, some kind of, changes. So all the members of the church feel happy, right? And they feel happy too. And I feel happy too. And Father God is pleased with them too. Father God is pleased with such good aroma of heart. So you should not do it reluctantly. With all your heart and sincerity, you give it to God. So when you clean the sanctuary, you wouldn't just sweep and mop as usual. Okay? You will sweep and mop, caring for and cherishing the precious sanctuary of your dear God the Father. Also, if you always have the grace of God in you, you will not feel uncomfortable or have resentment, even though there are some difficult things. How come there are so many things to do today? Why don't the members keep the sanctuary clean, knowing that we have to work this hard? I'm doing this difficult work under the scorching sunlight, and why wouldn't they follow my guidance? Are they ignoring me? Of course they are not ignoring you. Well, you may think like this, when you have resentment in your heart. Jeez, other members attend the service comfortably, so why don't I just give myself a rest this Sunday? You don't think these things. If you do your voluntary works having these thoughts, your work will not go up as beautiful aroma, even though you toil in your work. God cannot give you a good reward either. So if you volunteer with some kind of uneasy feeling, then Father God will not accept your volunteer works. Let's say you come to me and work. Let's say you do it by force, reluctantly. Then would I be pleased with you? I would rather ask you to leave. Instead of, praising you and giving thanks to you. You work before God the Almighty. If you don't forget the thanks for the grace of God, you can always work with happiness. You can think, I was destined to die due to sins. And how could I receive this precious duty to work for God's kingdom? I can take care of the sanctuary of my Father with my own hands. So how precious my life has become. Many female members help every service, right? But what about the volunteers' work? Their work are more precious than theirs. So, if you truly are thankful for God's grace, then you will do volunteers' work. Of course, you volunteer to become an ashtrayer and, you know, to guide, you know, the members into the sanctuary. When you do it, you have to do it with thanks for God the Father. And there are other members who clean the restrooms and others without being seen. I'm so thankful that I have been given the desire to serve and help so that I can serve. So thankful and happy that church members can use the sanctuaries with comfort because I'm cleaning it. Man, I just cleaned the spot and she dropped the juice. Man. Still, you give smile at them and clean them. Hey, man, I just cleaned it. So why did you do this? Instead of saying this, why don't you give them a smile and clean it? There are many different kinds of people with different education. There are children. There are very old ladies. You have to understand them. And you have to do your voluntary works with joy. I'm so thankful and happy. And the church members eat the noodles that I made. Their safety is kept through my traffic control. I'm so blessed person. Sometimes you push the wheelchairs for the disabled man. How happy you are. It is such a happy thing. But this is what elders should do. There is another church, and it is elders who do all these kind of jobs that our volunteers group members do. The church that our the president of this country attended, it is elders who do voluntary works. Only when they do such a voluntary works, they can be elected by the congregation to become elders. I'm a college professor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a judge. It does not make you an elder. Depending on how much you are recognized by the congregation, you can become an elder in other churches. So, what if this church do the same thing? Well, I believe elders will do such a job greatly, right? You should know your duty. Your duty as elders is to serve the souls and the congregation of the souls of this church. You should be the first one who do voluntary works, even before I tell you to do something. Thinking all these things, you will automatically begin to sing praises. When you leave home early in the morning, you will confess that you love God. Dear Father God, thank you so much that I can serve you with my love for you on this Sunday again. As you pray like this, hurrying yourself along, God will hear your confession with so much happiness. Imagine it, saying, "Thank you, my son and my daughter. Do a good job today, too." Can you imagine how moving it can be? Your faces will shine so brightly, and everyone who sees you will be impressed. Your deeds of doing the voluntary works will be your rewards. And if you touch the people with bright faces, it will also be your rewards as well. Therefore, you are such blessed people. Matthew 23 verse 11 says, "But the greatest among you shall be your servant." The greatest among you shall be your servant. Those who serve is the great. The least are those who are to be served. Also, Acts 20 verse 35 says, "In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" It is more blessed to give than to receive. How blessed I am then. I always give. So I give. And I receive from God the Father Almighty. Father God Almighty gives to me. And I give to you. So many people received great grace, but you had the desire to pay back the grace and do the voluntary works. How precious your heart is, and how lovely it must be in the sight of God. You consider others better than you and serve even the little ones, so you can become the great in the kingdom of heaven. When you do your voluntary works with joy, realizing the things for which you should give thanks, your deeds will be a thicker aroma and pleasing works in the sight of God. Dear devotees, to make your voluntary works paid back in full, third, you have to hope for the rewards that God will give you with His love. You should hope for the reward that God will give you, but in love. Well, do I have to do voluntary works? In the thinking of getting it back, what about Moses? What about our Lord? They were pleased in thinking of the rewards that they will receive from Father God, our Lord, the Lord of lords and King of kings. He was pleased with what we would receive in the kingdom of heaven. And with that joy, he came down to earth in the flesh. Today's scripture, Matthew 10 verse 42 says, "And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." So even a little one, Father God remembers. Even the least volunteer work, Father God remembers, if it is a true one. So if you just serve somebody with only a cup of cold water, God certainly remembers it and pays it back to you. And how can He forget your faithful works that you are doing day and night? If you can just see the rewards that you will receive in heaven, all of you will desire to join the volunteers group. If you truly long for those rewards, you will dedicate yourself with more thanks and with more of your true heart. I once explained some of the particular rewards that the volunteers will receive. When we go to a heavenly kingdom later, there will be so many banquets. There are so many enjoyable things, such as banquets in heaven. Almost every day, Father God may hold a banquet. Our Lord may do too, and I will do too, right? We have so many members, and I will open banquets all the time. And there are many different kinds. Moses, Abraham, all the people of God, and 24 elders, they will hold their own banquets, and they will invite people in, right? You know, I may say, you know, well, let's have a field game. Or I will say, shall we dance together? You will be able to see soon the dance in the kingdom of heaven. Such pictures will be ready. You will see them. There are sea in heaven. And what about the other end of the sea? You will see it. There are many different kinds of banquets held in heavenly kingdom. And I will invite the Lord and the forefathers of faith, such as Moses and Abraham and Peter and Apostle Paul. And I will invite them all. And I will have a banquet with you. You know, we will be very busy. It does not mean we will get tired. No way. Don't worry about it. When you have a little sleep, then you will get tired. But if you go to heavenly kingdom, you will never get tired. You will never feel fatigue. And it's endless. It's forever, right? And if you want to, you can take a rest forever. You will never feel fatigue at all. Even though I don't sleep much, I think it becomes great strength. When I don't sleep for days, I don't feel, you know, any fatigue. But nowadays, while I'm undergoing, you know, spiritual training, I don't feel such, you know, tiredness after I don't sleep for days. Well, sometimes if I don't sleep for a couple of days, I got, you know, wrinkles coming up on my face. But nowadays, even if I don't sleep for days, you know, people don't recognize it. Sometimes, you know, I had wrinkles if I don't sleep for days, right? But, and some people recognized it. Oh, senior pastor, you didn't sleep for days. But it doesn't happen to me nowadays. My vocal cord, I mean, when I don't sleep for days, you know, I used to cough. Now, when the temperature is over 23 degrees in Celsius, I began to cough, right? Now, when it's over 23 or 24, well over, I don't cough. So I think the spiritual training has something to do with it. So Father God is making my body even more strengthened and healthier. So that spiritual training is, of course, difficult, but I have to overcome it by faith to receive greater power of God. So I can do it with joy and happiness. But while undergoing this spiritual training, Father God had, you know, has mercy on me. And my, you know, weak parts, such as in the vocal cord, make it very healthy and strong. I used to cough when the temperature was go over 23 degrees. Now, but I don't do it anymore. And there are many symptoms happening to me. I can feel I am healthier. So at the end of this spiritual training, I am imagining, you know, what will happen to my body. There will be countless angels serving, but in some areas, the children of God themselves will serve. For example, as the Lord is entering into a banquet held by God the Father, if you are asked to escort the Lord, how great an honor is. Of course, such an honored position of service will not be given to just anybody. It will be given to those who are at the right level. If you have the qualification to join the banquet, you who did the voluntary works on this earth will certainly have the priority. But that does not mean that you will always do the voluntary works in the heavenly kingdom as well. You will enjoy the honor of attending to the honored people, but usually the angels will minister to you. And because you did many voluntary works, you will have a greater number of angels attending to you. So you volunteered and served others for the Father God's kingdom, and you will receive such rewards in heaven. And then, you know, while others are served by 10 angels, you will be served by 15 or 20 angels, right? While someone is ministered by one angel, how great honor is going to be? Let's say you go to New Jerusalem, and you visit others, you visit your friends, and one angel is guarding your gate. At your home, of course, you know, not just one angels are given to you, but, well, let's say you have a gate and one angel is guarding your gate. While for others, their gate is guarded by dozens of angels, then the honor will be different. So depending on what you do and how you do, Father God will reward you in heaven. Well, it is the same in these countries, right? Depending on how loyal a servant is, so many servants are given to the man by the king, right? From generation to generation. As you sowed on this earth with your works, you will be served more than other members. As a reward for your services on this earth that you did with your hands and feet, God will give you a beautiful ring on your finger and special shoes on your feet. So, your shoes and rings are different from others. When the citizens of the heavenly kingdom see those rings and shoes, they will immediately understand why God considers you so precious and how much He loves you. They will recognize it. They will recognize, ah, He served so much for the Father God's kingdom on earth. They recognize. There is also another kind of reward. Like some insignia or medal of honor, men will have splendid epaulets on their shoulders. On their shoulders. According to the measure of efforts and dedication, they may have one, two, or three epaulets. Women will have flower decorations on their shoulders, and these flowers will have petals that open and close and give out beautiful lights. So those sisters will be given these flowers. You know? The number of these decorations will also differ according to the magnitude of their faithfulness. When I think of you who will proudly participate in the banquets, which is held by God, I am so happy. All the many mommy members of this church, mommy members will have that kind of decorations. When I see them, I will be so honored. You will welcome me in shiny and neat uniform, wearing the rings and shoes given as your rewards and putting on various decorations of honor. When I see you in that form, I will be thankful to you, thinking about your works that you did for the church and for the shepherd and for the members on this earth. And I will be proud of you before God. But God does not want you to bless you just in heaven, but also on this earth as well. I know many of you devotees here have many testimonies while doing voluntary works. You receive the health, financial blessings, and blessings with and through your children, or your family problems were resolved. To the extent you change, to the extent you enter the Spirit. God the Father always wants to give you great blessings, both on this earth and in heaven. But the important thing is that you have to quickly accomplish sanctification for you to receive these blessings completely. You will receive such great rewards. So you have to accomplish sanctification and go to New Jerusalem. Then you will be able to serve God. Do you think in New Jerusalem, Father God will call for those in the first kingdom? No, Father God will call for those in New Jerusalem to ask them to serve others in New Jerusalem. So the important thing is that you have to quickly accomplish sanctification to receive these blessings. The blessings for those who have gone into spirit and who have not will be so different. Those who enter the spirit will receive rewards for everything they do on earth. But those who haven't will receive different rewards. And the difference is so great. What about the servants of God? Those who enter the Spirit and those who don't. Their rewards and the power of God they receive will be different. So they have to realize and understand it. They see those servants who enter the Spirit are so loved by the congregation. I'm not sure whether it is on the weekly bulletin board. Last Sunday, they had the election. The chairman of the Performing Arts Committee was assigned by God the Father, but they elected the vice chairman. Yes, beyond my imagination. Missionary Rose Han. She became the vice chairman of the Performing Arts Committee. Even though she seems so fragile, she is greatly loved by others, right? So once you enter the Spirit like this, you are loved by others. And then Deacon Yong-woo Lee becomes the general accountant. Deacon is Kyung-hae Seo becomes the secretary. accountant becomes senior deaconess Jin Hee Kim.
회계가 되시고요. 예, 그래서 육을 버리지 못한 사람.
So the blessings for those who have entered the spirit and those who haven't will be so different. Many of our members give such testimonies. They worked hard, but they had difficult situations all the time, and they didn't really have any testimonies. But from a certain point, they began to long for spirit and began to change themselves. To the extent that they cast away evil, they experienced the blessings of God. Your heavenly rewards will be different according to the extent to which you go into spirit. Even though you work for the same time and do the same work, the aroma of heart of each one will be offered up to God in a very different measure. Some people will have thick aroma, while others have thin. Those who have entered the spirit will have thick aroma. Even I can sense their aroma. So aroma and the spirit can recognize each other. And I love such thick aroma so much. The people of the world recognize people by their face and by their look. But for the people of spirit recognize each other by the fragrance of their aroma. And that is the aroma that I would like to smell. The ring that you receive as reward will have very different glitterings and beauty among them in the first kingdom of heaven, and the second kingdom of heaven, and the third kingdom of heaven. You cannot imagine them. I hope that you will quickly change and have testimonies of blessings, and finally receive the greatest rewards in the best dwelling place in heaven. Let me conclude this message. Dear Mamin and Levite volunteers, God sometimes mentions those workers who are not really revealed before the church members and praise their inner heart and faithfulness. And when I think of them, I can remember that the aroma of their heart was very beautiful, even though they passed by me just for a moment. I couldn't even compliment them, saying they were doing a good job, but I can remember them fulfilling their duties in their places. Other people do not know what each of you are doing, and I cannot know everything either. But God remembers all the moments, and He pays you back with rewards, not forgetting even a little thing. When you come close to me, even though I do not know you, and whenever, even if you have a small talk, I can smell that fragrance of aroma. Whether you give out a steadfast aroma, or lying aroma, or deceiving aroma, I can feel it. And when I check it later, it was correct. Those who tell a lie, those who deceive others, do not give such good aroma. So when you enter spirit and Holy Spirit, you can recognize such aroma of others. You do your work faithfully on this earth, and the work can be recognized forever on this earth and in heaven. That is the voluntary works of the volunteers group. And choir members, you will be given the same position in heaven. That's why from the beginning of this church, why don't you stand on a choir? Why don't you stand in a choir? It is such a great reward in heaven. And those, there are some people who obey, but some people do not obey. When people stand in a choir as a member, I don't force them to come out. Well, if someone is the choir member and becomes the president of a mission, then, you know, they got a job to take care of other souls. And even if they go to heaven, even though, you know, they quit the choir, they will get the position in the choir again, because they could not but quit choir because of their greater job as a president of a mission. Let's say, but you become a leader of a group and you quit it in choir, and it will not be recognized in heaven. You quit it because you don't like it. And if you quit it like this, then you will, your position in the choir will not be recognized. I quit choir because I want to be faithful to my given duty as a group leader. Well, you can afford two duties. You can do it. And you quit it? That's why you don't recognize in heaven. You cannot be recognized in heaven. But if you become a president of a mission, then you there are so many souls that you have to take care of. So in that case, Father God will understand you quit choir. Now you lost your position as president of a mission, then you can go back to your original position in choir. So you have to understand this quite well. So, the standing in the choir is a great honor. So that's why Father God puts them on a great choir attire. Not only the choir members, but also those, you know, who give praises to God the Father on the altar. That's why Father God, you know, tell them to put on a holy attire. Today, you know, Hallelujah Praising Mission have a very, very beautiful dress, right? You like it? They give praise to God the Father with such a beautiful dress. And it is God that they give that praise to. So they should be in holy attire and give the praise to God the Father. And Father God is pleased with them and accepts their aroma. So if you go to heaven, the choir members, dance teams, and praising teams, and they will be given the same duty as they do on earth. No matter how good you are at singing, if you don't give praise to God the Father, then you will not be given such a position in heaven. You will not be recognized because you didn't serve the Lord on earth. So, on earth, say you become a scientist and the best technician on earth. You become the best soccer player, World Cup soccer player. Well, this is what you do on earth. You will not be recognized in heaven. Why? Because there will be no soccer play. Football, games. You will not show your football skill before God. Your skill is only necessary on earth. But your praising teams, dancing teams, and choir teams, and volunteers, your position will be remembered and given to you in heaven as well. When you go to heaven, there is great difference between whether you had the position in on earth or not. Don't you think it's better to be given a duty than just sitting on a pew and giving a service? Well, I heard that the competition is quite fierce, you know. Becoming a volunteer members in the century and the second or third century. I heard that the competition is so fierce. Because they want to be noticed and seen by senior pastor, right? Now, when you go to heaven, it will be the same. You want to be noticed by God the Father before His eyes. When you sing praises, when you do your voluntary works in heaven. If you don't go to New Jerusalem, then you cannot give praise before the eyes of God the Father and the Lord. You will just give praises in the first kingdom and second kingdom. So you should enter New Jerusalem. Then the praises, the dance you gave on this earth, you will also be able to give before God. Other jobs, that's it on earth. So the praising teams and dancing teams and choir members and volunteer groups, your position will be reserved in heaven as well. So that's why in 1980s and 90s, when choir members come to me, I ask them to continue to do their job. Well, I cannot do it because, you know, I became a prayer devotee. Now I usually ask them to continue both jobs because I know how precious their duty is as a choir member, because they can be used in the kingdom as a choir member as well. This spiritual secret, you should know this, right? And it will make your Christian life happier and easier. Knowing it and without knowing it makes a great difference. You become a president of a mission. Of course, it will become a great reward in heaven. But you will not become the president in heaven. There will be no missions, no secretary, no accountants are necessary. There will be no argument. And these are the jobs that all angels will take care of. Of course, the volunteer jobs will be done by angels, but it is great difference between children of God doing it and angels doing it. God the Father's beloved children do their voluntary jobs in heaven. Their aroma will be so much different from the jobs that angels do. So that's why, in a precious moment, the children of God do such jobs. Because the angels do not give out such great amount of aroma. But those who love God the Father will give out such love in their aroma. That's why Father God set up His beloved children as praising members, choir members, and dancing members. And there will be a special room for the praising members, the arts performing teams. And there will be so many different attires that they can put on. And their decorations and their ornaments will be all different according to their ranks. I mean, the dress that you will wear before God the Father will be different from the dress that you will wear before Apostle Paul. Okay? Like this, you will wear different kind of crowns and you will put on a different kinds of dress depending on what kind of situation you are put into. And what you do on earth will be greatly recognized in heaven. So that's why I take a good care of, I took extra care on those. So when you do your voluntary works, do it without committing sin, without committing the deeds of the flesh that Father God hates so much. You should never do that while doing your voluntary works. Father God is searching for such people. And Father God will love, will be loved. Father God loves to receive the aroma from those people. Father God will not accept and He will not be pleased with the aroma of those who commit sin. So from this moment on, I would like to make up teams with those who are so pure and clean in spirit. Those who do not commit sin. I'm not talking about the sins that you committed before. Now you love God. You obey God. I'm talking about your services inquire after. I mean, once you become a choir member, once you become a praise member, once you become a dancing member, you shouldn't commit sin after that. If you do, your aroma will not be clean and Father God will not be pleased with it. Father God will rather say you betrayed Him. Father God will not be pleased with that. I hope that you will always remember this grace of God and work for Him with thanks and joy. I hope also that you will long for the heavenly kingdom each moment, thinking about how God will repay you for your hard work. Then God will pour down on you more grace and strength to become sanctified. May God give you spiritual and physical blessings and also great heavenly rewards as you work as the hands and feet of the Lord with increasingly brighter faces. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. I delivered the message for the Manmin and Levite volunteers group. Father, please accept this devotional service with joy and pour down abundant grace and blessing onto them. Let them be faithful with thanks and joy and let them remember your grace. Let them remember the grace that they receive and let them do their job with joy and let them hope for the reward that you will give. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I prayed. Amen. Father God remembers every little thing you do, even the little thing that you did when you were a novice believer. After I started this church, I went to mountains to pray to God and receive God's revelation. And the Father God remembered what I did before I started this church. He said, you served your pastor before you became a servant of God, and you obeyed his word. You didn't use your thought. No matter how awkward it seemed, you just obeyed. If it is a word of God. The pastor was 3 years younger than I was. But I obeyed him. And I served him. Except one thing. He asked me to become a guidance of some souls, but I didn't accept it because I thought I was so short of, you know, gifts and talents. And other than that, I've never disobeyed. But Father God remembered everything I did. You obeyed for every matter. That's why I will give you the workers who will obey you. Because you obeyed, I will give you the servants and the workers who will obey you. And Father God has worked, as he said. And there are many, many other things that Father God remembered. Father God even remembers I did without telling anybody. You help these people when and how. You didn't reveal it, but you did it. When you didn't have any food, when you were poor, you helped others without revealing what you did. Father God remembers everything. No matter how small or big it is, Father God remembers every goodness you did, and he will surely repay you when the time is right. There is time. The Father God gives back. When the time comes, Father God surely repays you. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart by faith. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. Transcending space and time, please lay your hands on people. For those who receive this prayer through satellites and the internet, and for Jushin TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, and those missionaries in overseas countries, and the members of 9,000 Brain Church members, many members sent their prayer requests along with their pictures. Please lay your hands on them and work for them. Pastor Sangwi Kim from India requested prayer for the handkerchief prayer meeting that he will conduct from July 28th to August 10th in the city of Arunachal Pradesh in the state of Nagaland. Father, please bless him to give great glory to you, Father. Father, please give him the most high power of creation. Bless Yu Eunjae in Vietnam to receive the permanent residentship and so that she can come to a summer retreat. Father, please bless her. Bless Mary Victoria in Canada. All the depression, high blood pressure, and arthritis go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, please let her study well in nursing course. And please bless her daughters, Irene and Zima, to receive answer for their desires of their heart. Father, please bless Shokwai Wang so that she can be healed of heart disease and lung cancer. All the cancer and heart disease go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, please lay your hands on all congregation of this church from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let their stomach, lung, and kidney, and lungs, and hearts be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Herniated discs go away. Cancers go away. Lung diseases go away. disease, viruses go away. May the light come. Father, please work on these souls. Protect them for this week. Let them receive blessing when they come in or go out. And let them prepare for the summer retreat very well. Be with students' summer retreat. Be with children's summer retreat. And bless the speakers and give them strength. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I prayed.